Philip sent Papiera to the Social Security Database. 07022025, your patient is for Ivy Kramer. Kramer spells C-R-E-M-E-R-S. Ivy spells A-B-B-Y. Date of birth is 12-04-12-2012. A 12-year-old child accompanied by mom, a red pain to her upper lip period. Patient said pain started approximately 2 or 3 hours ago while she was doing gymnastics. She said she made a jump and hit her knee and hit her mouth with her knee, suffering a laceration in the process period. She says pain is non-radiating period. She said pain is increased with touch and range of motion of the upper lip period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed or compared to last visit. No changes, period, in this paragraph. In the next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 115 over 73. Pulse 80, respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Face. Upper lip. There is a 1 centimeter laceration on the outer portion of the upper lip. There is a 3 to 4 centimeter laceration on the inner surface of her upper lip. Period. Next line, patient's tooth was checked for avulsion, none was found. Tooth is firmly in place with no pain to the palpation period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. A skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mycosis, papules, no vesicles, eboli, period. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Assessment number 1 is lip laceration, external and internal. Assessment number 2 is mouth pain, period. Next paragraph. Procedure, suture. Next line, procedure was explained to patient and parent. Next line, we discuss complications, which include infection, poor healing, now failure for laceration to come together. Next paragraph, parent says she understands the procedure and give verbal okay for me to proceed, period. Next paragraph. Site was clean with betadine on the outside, normal saline on the inside. Next paragraph. Next line. Next line. Tooth are in good repair, no avulsion, no fractured tooth. No loose tooth, no oral bleeding, period. Next line. A site was anesthetized using a lidocaine without epinephrine, approximately 3 milliliters. Next line, with a 5-0 absorbable, sutures were done on the outside. Number 3 was done on the outside. Next line. Number 5 was done on the inside. Next line. Patient tolerated procedure well. Next line. There were no complications, namely bleeding. Next line. Patient was educated on self-care of the wound in her mouth and outside. And said parents and child said they understand and will comply. Next line, they were sent home with the following medication. Motrin, 800 correction, 100 milligrams/5. She would take 3 milliliters. She would take 3 teaspoons. There's 15 milliliters. POTID. PRN for pain. Next medication, Zitromax. 200/5 mils. 2 teaspoons starting tomorrow, then 1 teaspoon daily until gone. Next paragraph. Patient was educated on mom was educated on a type of mouthwash / gargle to buy, and as recommend those are not high in alcohol content as they can irritate the wound site easily, period. She says she understand and will find a mouthwash that is compatible with patient's condition, period. Next paragraph, patient after procedure, it looks comfortable. She complains of no headache, no neck pain, no increased temperature, period. Next paragraph. Mom was advised to follow up with a primary care provider and to come back to the clinic if worse. Also advised to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.